name was Moxie Maxwell, and she was 9, and it was August, and late August at that. It was so late in August that tonight was to be the goodbye to summer splash show at the pool. Moxie was one of 8 petals in the water ballet part. She and the other 7 petals were going to form a human daisy at the deep end while carrying sparklers in their left hands. Next year, Moxie planned to do a rose solo. Moxie Maxwell was just that sort of girl, the sort of girl who, even at 9, had big plans. In fact, last April, when Miss Cordial asked the class to write a list of possible career paths, Moxie had needed a 3rd piece of paper. Moxie was going places, all right. She was going to her room. And she was going to stay there until she read every word of Stuart Little. Mr. Flamingo, who was going to be Moxie's 4th grade teacher this fall, had assigned the book for summer reading. They were going to have a quiz on it, too, on the very first day of school. And tomorrow was the very first day of school. Now, Moxie loved to read books. She loved books so much that sometimes she would stay up all night and read. It's just that Moxie liked to read what she wanted to read and not what someone told her to read. And it wasn't as if Moxie hadn't tried to read Stuart Little. She had not been exaggerating very much at all when she had explained to her mother earlier today that the reason she hadn't finished reading Stuart Little had nothing to do with the fact that she had spent too little time with the book. "We've been practically like best friends all summer," she said. "Inseparable." It was true. Moxie had taken Stuart Little with her everywhere. If Stuart Little wasn't in her backpack, Stuart Little was in her lap. When Moxie was in the car on her way to rehearse her daisy routine, Stuart Little was beside her, or somewhere behind her, or nestled under the windshield swelling up with sun. It was also true that Moxie's mother had found Stuart Little on the porch under the broken leg of the wicker coffee table more than once. But that was a discussion for another day. "In fact, last Monday, Stuart Little fell in the pool," said Moxie. "That's how close we are."